Thank you. So, you know, I do a lot of comedy and I do writing and stuff like that, but nowadays I'm more known for doing death metal music, which is and I'm not joking, that's what I do. I make more of a living as a death metal musician than I do. I know he's laughing because that's how sad comedy is right now, that you can be a death metal musician and make more money than being a TV writer. But it's true. So I make this show Metalocalypse, and I write all the music, and there's a fake band on it called Death Clock. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And thank you, four people. And but it's like heavy metal, and we have really great players that play with us, and we're like not a band. We don't exist. That's the thing. But I'll go out and tour like once every couple of years, and we go and do that, and we tour with real bands. So a few years ago, we were asked to do a one-off, which is just you do one show, and we were asked to substitute for Megadeth, for the band Megadeth. Fake cartoon band substituting for Megadeth. I mean, it was pretty good, right? So it's this big like day-long festival called the Mayhem Festival. And it's in San Bernardino, like on the hottest day of the year. Just the shittiest, like, it's just like the shittiest time to ever do anything. And the shittiest place to do anything. If you haven't been to San Bernardino, come check out the crystal meth and heat stroke. So we're there. So, and what happens is when you go and do a show like that, and we're headlining, we're the headlining spot. There's probably 25 bands on different stages. And like, if you've ever been to an outdoor festival, they're all facing towards each other at the same time and playing it. And it's just a terrible, but people buy tickets. And we're playing for, it's like Coachella, where you're like watching, hey, Radiohead's playing, but Queens of the Stone Age are playing, and you're like, hey, these are great, but your B's out of tune. I can hear both of you at the same time. So that's what we're going to be doing. And it's what happens when 30,000 people, by the way. 30,000 people, that's how many people we're playing in front of. Which is like, that's a lot of people. 20 porta potties. One girl. That's the demo. I knew that going in. I knew it going in. So what you do is when you're the headlining band, you get there at like 9 a.m. You do a sound check at 11 a.m. Doors open at 11:30, and the whole thing starts. So I've got all day to wait with my band. And in the horrible sun, we don't really have air conditioning. We have like a tent, a crappy tent, and a couch, and water, and all the beer you can drink in the world. But here's the thing: I can't drink and play guitar, and there's a lot of really tricky guitar stuff, and so there's a lot of sweep arpeggios. There's a lot of sextuplets. It sounds like a crappy Italian dinner, doesn't it? But I can't play and drink, so I can't even do the crystal meth that San Bernardino is known for. I've got to stay sober. I've got to put on a professional Las Vegas style show. So I got to wait all day. So what I do is, in a situation like that, is I drag my poor friends. I drag like six of my friends to come and hang out with me all day. Like, just come and hang out. Let's just talk. Just talk to me. Just do anything, please. Just let this horrible day end. Let me get paid and go home. And so they're coming at around 3 o'clock at the hottest time, and I'm gonna go meet them at this beer garden, which is filled with drunk metalheads. You know, people with just mistake tattoos. And some of those are tattoos of my band. Believe it or not. And anytime somebody shows me, I go, that's amazing, that's wonderful, you can always cover it up with something else. So I'm there, I'm waiting for my friends, and the reason I'm waiting there by myself, I go out there by myself, is because I work in cartoons, nobody knows what I look like, and I work in audio stuff, no one's done the research, and I am the only one with a backstage pass. And you wouldn't believe how many dicks I had to suck to get this thing. And I'm in the band. I'm in the headlining band. And I'm sucking like 40 dicks. And I give a terrible blowjob.
I use my molars. It's terrible. It's a terrible blow. It's a horrible blow job. Folks, I'm telling you, if you don't believe my blow, come meet me after the show. I'll give you a terrible blow. This isn't going to be usable for the KCRW show, is it? It gets worse. Anyway, it doesn't really. But so I've got the backstage pass. It's a complicated process. I got to meet all my friends. I got to take them all back. So I'm meeting my friends. I meet them all. I'm like, okay, everyone came with the same group. Let's go back there and enjoy. You guys can get drunk. I can stay sober. And I get somebody taps me on my shoulder and goes, Brendan Small? And that's my name, by the way. So I always react whenever someone says it. Because I know that name. I've been hearing it all this whole time. And I said, yes, and it's this guy. And he goes, Brendan Small, I'm a very big fan of your work. And I look at him, and he's a very nice, kind of aristocratic drunk. You know, that's the only way. He's about 19 years old. He's pretty drunk. And he's covered in dust because, like, there's the mosh pits are in these dust fields. So there's these kind of, like, mushroom clouds of dust, and people go and mosh, and he's got dirt all over his face, and he's very happy. He goes, Brendan Small, I'm a very big fan of your work, and I would like to buy you a beer. And that's what I would like to do. With my time and my money, I would like to buy you a beer at Brendan Small. And I said, thank you very much. That's very nice of you. That's very kind of you. I'm not drinking any beer because I got to go backstage and I got to play the show. So, but thank you. I'll take a rain check maybe some other time.
And he says, very well, very well. It's nice to meet you. And I I'm a very big fan of this very obscure song of yours. And then I go, oh, that's very nice of you to say.
He's really nice to fucking come up to me and say this stuff. No one ever knows that. So I hang out and talk to him for a while, make him feel good about coming up because it actually made me feel good that he gave me a compliment. That was really cool of him. He also, just another thing, he had a... You could tell he'd probably moshed and fallen down, his pants fallen down a little bit, and he pulled his underpants up a little bit, and they were kind of like at an angle up here. And they were Guitar Hero underpants. So we are kindred spirits, obviously. Nice underpants. I'm a fan of the game myself. So I go to let everybody, I go, thank you very much. He goes, very well, thank you very much. Nice to meet you. And I go, goodbye. And he goes, good day. And he fades away into the darkness.
I go to let all my people, my friends in line into the thing. And there's this huge bouncer. And I go, okay, it's me plus the six people behind me. And we're all going into this thing. So they're all cool. They're with me. Okay.
And he says, six, I count seven. And I go, no, it's six, one, two, three, four, five. And behind, I see that guy. Kind of hanging out, like just like no one will notice him, just if he kind of looks anywhere but me. And he's hanging out there, and I go, and he tells me his name is Matt, and I go, oh, Matt's hanging out, he's kind of making this weird, he's trying to sneak in with a group of people to get backstage, so I could either be a jerk or I could be cool, I could let him just go backstage. What is he going to do to my stuff? He's not going to do anything. So I say, you know what? Yes, seven people, let them backstage. Time goes by, and at some point, I hear these loud sounds. I'm hanging out with my friends. It's probably later on. It's gotten dark. And I hear crash, boom, ow, yelp, smash, meow. Things are clanking, trash cans, boom, crash, broken glass. And I see that gigantic bouncer with Matt, Guitar Hero underpants. He's holding him like this. And he goes, you know this guy? Before I could say anything, before I could even say, where, I start saying, ooh, and he goes, that's enough, and he takes it, goes, and the guy looks at me, Matt looks at me like, Brendan, hey, I don't understand. Like, obviously he got himself into some kind of horrible situation backstage and, like, stole somebody's beer or tried to screw somebody's girl. I don't know what he tried to do, but he's in trouble and he's getting kicked out, and I didn't react fast enough to save his ass. So he's being thrown out. So kaboom, and I feel terrible. But I feel terrible because I kind of like did. I was like the Roman kind of like, yeah, no, let him die. Throw him to the lions. So I'm just sitting there going, oh, that feels weird. That was weird. I feel terrible. And so I start hearing crash, boom, meow, fucking things like he's getting, and I hear the sounds of him being slammed back into, the guy brings him back before me, the gigantic bounty guy, the guard guy, he has Matt like this again, and he says, couldn't get out that way.
Enjoy the rest of the show, everybody. Thank you very much.